Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
739, and we're excited about the Warrior Games and a Special Olympic polar plunge. Actually, it's got to get cold for it to be a polar plunge, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot colder.
At this point, it's tepid plunge, room temperature plunge. Easy for me to say. But let's start by introducing the folks in the room here, starting with our friend Brandon. Who are you and what do you do, sir?
Steve, thanks for having me. I'm Brandon Marty. I'm the Chicago lead for the Warrior Games coming here this summer from June 30th to July 8th.
And the Warrior Games are what?
They're a Paralympic competition for wounded warriors. This will be the first time in 2017 that this competition is taking place outside a military installation. So we're really excited it's coming to Chicago.
A lot of cooperation from the city? And
yeah, tons from the city as well as your other guest here on the Park District side as well.
Speaking of the Park District side, please introduce her.
This is Jerry Hennigan, and she's a special rec coordinator for the Park District, in charge of both the polar plunge here as well as a great partner for Warrior Games.
We like Jerry because she's always available to answer our stupid questions. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Thank you for having us today.
Of course. And tell me about the polar plunge.
We're really thrilled. It's our 17th year, and I know you were saying it's a little tepid. The water's still in 30 temperature.
You promise?
Degrees. Yeah. Sure, we can test it out. I've been out there.
All right.
We're very thrilled. We just secured Dax Shepard and his wife, Kristen Bell.
Are they going to do it? That's great.
Yeah, they just last night, and I know Dax has the movie Chips coming out and stuff. So Brian Urlacher will be out there with Johnsonville Brats, you know. But we have a lot of great support through the years. We started in 2040 people. Last year, we had 5,000 go in the water, and it wasn't this nice out. So it's a great program. We consider Special Olympics one of our best exports in the city. Having it starting here, and next year in 2018, it'll be the 50th anniversary.
And we're talking about where and when again for the plunge?
North Avenue Beach this Sunday, March 5th, and everything kicks off at 10 a.m.
Well, we looked ahead. What's the forecast supposed to be for Sunday?
It's supposed to be 59 degrees.
But the water will still be cold.
Yeah, we can't heat the water.
it would be difficult to heat the lake.
Come out of the water, at least it'll be a little warmer.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have a very special guest in studio, Brandon, if you would.
Yeah, this is R.J. Anderson, a Chicagoan, also a wounded warrior, and I've been twisting his arm to try to plunge with us. He's going to come out and support, but medically he can't get in the water. So, but he's also trying out for the 220 Paralympic team as well. So he has a great story. So I'll let R.J. take over.
R.J., welcome to the program. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Look great. You got your Hawks hat on. I like that.
You know it.
So first, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Where and when?
I went in 2008, served in Washington in Fort Lewis, Bacord, and then over in Kentucky, Fort Campbell.
Okay. And what's the nature of your injury?
Motorcycle accident. It was a freak accident.
So going too fast?
No, not at all. Just
an accident.
The accidents happen.
So you are what's the definition of your condition? You're paraplegic.
Paraplegic, T4, paraplegic.
All right. So your mobility and your feeling are above the waist?
Below the nipples.
Okay. So there's a lot that you can do. So this team that you're trying out for is what? What's the skill?
This is Paralympic, precision shooting. So this is air rifle and air pistol.
Nice.
So, you know, by me being in the Army and all, of course, loved shooting and all. So
you're a pretty good chef?
We're doing good.
How often do you get to practice?
I practice every day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Every day.
So you're excited about the Warrior Games as well?
Super pumped, man. To have it here in my hometown, right in my backyard, you know, it's very, for them to have me, you know, come on and mentor some of the guys and, you know, kind of push people, you know, let it be what it was for me back when I started, you know.
You stay in touch with your guys, the guys you served with?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
These are my brothers for life.
Good friends here and around the country, I'm sure?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You said you got out when?
2014.
What do you do now?
Training every day and then just, you know, just minor endeavors, just trying to
got a good voice,
get myself going.
Totally. Got a good voice. I'm going to get him on the radio.
I'm thinking I'd take a little Q-tip and just have you hold it up and he'd shoot it right out.
Well, that doesn't seem like a great idea until until I watch your training skills in full. Before we get back to the plunge, Brandon, what do folks need to know about being part of the games?
Well, we're you go to dodwarriorgames.com. Mm-hmm. It has a website and has all our information from the schedule to the different venues. We want people to come out. Bottom line, come see these warriors like RJ. We're going to have over 300 folks, participants, participating, as well as an international flavor to this as well. Great Britain. Looks like the Aussies and Kiwis are going to come.
Is that right?
Not New Zealander Knights, but Kiwis Canadians as well. So this is just come out and support.
So plenty of real hardcore competition between the fellas.
Oh, it is. It is, very much so. And it's open to the public, free of charge, from United Center to Soldier Field. Just take a look at that schedule and come out and support us. And come out to the plunge, because the Warrior Games is supporting the plunge. We have a team, including myself, plunging, and Mark running? Doyle from Rags of Honor.
So, Mark Doyle is scheduled to be with us. He's in California doing something, and he apparently forgot the time change. either that or he's still up. Trying to comfort Warren Beatty, but we were hoping to have him on. But you know, Mark Doyle from Rags of Honor. The plunge this weekend. How much prep goes into that in the course of a year?
We literally start the day after the plunge to prepare for the following year. I'm fortunate. I work for the Chicago Park District, and our superintendent Mike Kelly plunges every year and does have all our staff support and pitch in. And our charities is Special Children's Charities. That's been supporting Special Olympics since 1969. So it's great.
Todd Manley and our GM forever, Jimmy DeCastro, GM Emeritus now.
Yes.
They both have done it. I've not done it. Have you done it?
I've done it about 20 times.
Oh.
Does it ever get to the point where you go, well, I know what it's going to feel like. I'm used to it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you learn, like, okay, I'm not going to wear that big costume, or I'm going to borrow shoes from one of the divers. You know, the little tips that help it.
Experience. What are the little tips? Give a few out for people.
Well, we do require everyone to wear something on their feet. There's not a lot of ice out there, but just for safety. We do have costume contests and judging and things, so people win anything from United Airline tickets to cruises on the lake. There's a lot of prizes that are given for costumes, as well as individuals who raise the most funds, teams that raise the most funds. So there's a lot of incentives, but it's a great spirit and a great day. And
well, you told me that not to wear too many clothes.
Yeah, right? I said less clothes is the better.
How do you train? Can you train for it and sit in like an ice bath or something?
Oh, I don't recommend that. Okay. I would just say do it once and run out and just brag about that.
So a lot of cold shower is not a good idea.
Yeah, well, you can, but I'm not putting that out there, and so anyone gets mad at me. But I mean, it's the adrenaline of everyone on site too. Is just everyone's there for the great cause. And it's great to have Warrior Games out there with us. Brendan and I have been working hand in hand for a couple of years, I think, because now his wife's getting mad. No.
Do you have to go completely submerged for it to count? I mean, you can't just like dip your toes in.
You can just do whatever you want.
But then you'll be heckled.
Yeah.
Some people won't. Their friends won't give them the money. They're going to sponsor them unless their hair is wet.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And are there some people that just go in, get out, go right back in? I mean, there are a few people you have to go, you can't keep doing this. You must go home now.
Yeah, we have like organized shoots and security when we work with the fire department scuba team, the police, marine unit, our scuba divers and lifeguards. So one year in the earlier stages when we weren't so large, there was a father and he kept bringing his son in. I'm like, could you please stop and call DCFS?
Keep going. No.
You went like three times already.
This
is the
worst bonding ever. Dad, can we go home? Stand by more of these guys in just a second. Again, dodwarriorgames.com for all things you guys are up to all year. What do we do? Got a website you want to plug?
Now you can do for chicagopolarplunge.org.
Okay, thanks for that. Stick around.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
More with Brendan, director of the Warrior Games. What do we call you? What's your title?
Everything Warrior Games here in Chicago.
Okay.
That's kind of what... No, we're doing everything. I should thank our presenting sponsors, Boeing and Fisher House, as well as a number of other sponsors that have come in. And the city has been a great partner. I mentioned the Park District, as well as a number of other non-for-profits and groups in the city. We've just had some great support.
And Jerry Hennigan from the Polar Plunge is trying to twist my arm to get me to go in the water on Sunday. So what I did do, I twisted Andrea's arm, and it looks like she's going in. And our new pal, RJ, RJ, I love RJ. RJ Anderson, who can't remember how many medals he has. Yeah, me too. Yeah, same problem I have. And our friend Mark Doyle involved as well. We couldn't find Mark, but we found his lovely wife, Kip. Let's go live to California. What's Kipper?
Good morning, everybody.
Sorry we woke you up, but where's Mark?
Mark is, he's in California. I'm actually over here in Chicago.
Oh, you're here. Okay.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here. He's working out there, and I'm holding down the fort. I'm you know, just moved here from New York, so I don't know what you guys are talking about with this cold winter stuff.
Right.
So I'm ready for the plunge. Both feet in.
Have you ever done one?
I have, with my really brave daughter. I did it on Christmas Day, but it was like 60 degrees in New York, so we did it. And then we did it again just to say that we actually had done the dive twice. So I don't know. I was hearing you talk about all these guys going back in for seconds and thirds, that's going to be me.
Well, you know, we know you and Mark and everybody associated with Rags as well all support what's going on with the Warrior Games. As a matter of fact, you guys introduced us to Brendan, so we appreciate that because happy to publicize it. But anything else we ought to know from your end?
No, we've been trying to get the message out because I think it's a way to show that you know, the dedication and helping with the resilience that, you know, it takes for these incredibly brave men and women to get back at it, and you know, that warrior spirit. I really have been spreading the word, so we have a bunch of people coming, really excited.
Well, that's great.
And, we're going to be all wearing our Rags of Honor gear, so you'll know, to hit the paddles on us first. That'd be great.
Well, fantastic. Thank you, Kip. Sorry we bothered you this morning, but we needed to get to the dependable part of your family, you.
Well, we'll see you out there, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, there you
Bye,
go.
Kip.
That's Kip, Mark Doyle's wife.
I'm going to do it.
We love Kip.
She's fantastic. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
We love Mark, too.
Yeah, not as much as Kip, but
no,
yeah.
Not as much.
But this is such a coup for Chicago to get the games. And if you want to see something inspirational, go.
Oh, yeah.
Watch an event. You'll stay for 2 and 3, but just go watch an event.
We're talking to RJ during the break, and this is the part where I get to ask him stupid questions. As a wheelchair athlete, we were talking about wheelchair tennis, because I had heard about wheelchair tennis after the games in London. And, of course, it's a thing, but most people don't think of it the same way you think of wheelchair basketball and other things we see more often. So the only difference is you get 2 bounces. Other than that, go get it and hit it.
That's right.
First time you played, how bad were you?
Actually, I wasn't bad. The first game.
Look at you.
I did really
Look
well.
Look at you. Look at you. Did you play tennis at all growing up?
Just a little bit with my dad, but, I played basketball, baseball, and football.
You have been an athlete in these games. In what sports? Just off the top of your head.
Basketball, shooting, track.
And obviously tennis.
And yeah, tennis also.
Tennis. What's the number one skill? You got to get your chair in the right position, right? You got to anticipate where the ball's going to come in?
It's all about anticipation. You got to read where the ball's going, and you want to get there before it does. So it's like I consider it like a chess.
If we played one game and you spotted me, and you spotted me 40 love, how bad would you beat me?
I definitely wouldn't let you score again.
Yeah, see? No offense, Steve. My money would be all on RJ.
Let me tell you something. You dial the clock back 25 years, and it would take him one extra point to beat me.
Yeah.
That's my point. Jerry Hannigan's here, the Park District, and the Polar Plunge this weekend. Where's the money go again?
The money, 100% of the money goes back to our Chicago Special Olympics program that we lead through the Chicago Park District. So we serve the whole city. With Chicago Public Schools, we have currently over 6,800 active athletes.
Yeah, and we every year are happy to welcome them here on the show. We've met a lot of them, and I have a special needs brother who never got to compete, but it's such a great organization, wonderful thing, and it's great that the city supports it the way it does.
Absolutely.
And then bring it all the way home to the Warrior Games, DOD Warrior Games. .com. Any more room for corporate sponsors if they want in?
There are, definitely. And there's information on the website for that. And or they can call in and talk to Mary and get my information as well. And
okay.
I can share it personally.
And again, the dates for the games will be when?
June 30th to July 8th.
All over Chicago.
Throughout Chicago.
But basically from Navy Pier to?
Yep. Navy Pier to United Center to up to Lane Tech for track.
Perfect.
It's going to be fun.
So
And RJ, you're going to be out there heckling the boys?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really do enjoy being around the guys, and, you know, it's a great group of guys to be around. And
you like coaching some of the guys that haven't done it before? Mentoring them and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it just spring loads on to do other things with themselves and just do greater things, you know, than they didn't even, that they knew they could do. So.
Sure. Well, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
By mentoring, you mean heckling his friends, of course, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
You can't get that.
Okay. I bet he shows a lot more energy out when he's actually competing. He seems like a very
calm guy. He's
cool.
Laid back. He's cool. Yeah.
He gets to it.
Yeah. I'll tell you a quick story. There was there's an organization I help every year called the Illinois Patriot Education Fund. Mm-hmm. With a great guy named Mark Slaby, and there's a hole in one contest, and one of the wounded warriors had one leg. And it was a little tough to have balance, and he shanked a ball into the water. And I was emceeing the hole-in-one contest, and from, like, behind me and to the left, I hear somebody go, "You suck!" So I'm going to turn around and go, "How dare you?" Well, I turn around, and it's a guy with no legs. Heckling his buddy with one leg. You know? Yeah? You got to give it up. You got to give it to these guys, right?
You got to. Got to give each other's crap.
Well, I love your smile. I love your attitude. And I love what you've done for the country and what you continue to do.